It's an incredible schus to be back together. I remember the last time we didn't have shir for 2 weeks in a row. Baruch Hashem for Simchas, the last week and the week before. It's a big maisa with the senior trip. And then getting back till 3:30 in the morning. I didn't think that was for anyone to come 3:30 in the morning for shir. Even though a couple guys said they'd come any time, but I said, we're not having shir. That's already, I think the latest we had was about 1:30. 3:30 is not happening. L'maisa, it's supposed to be back together. It's supposed to see so much of the chevra of the avir da'ara. Something that gives me such chizik. Halavai, this should be the final shir in Chutz L'Arts. And those that are back, it should be very temporary. And you're back here just to bring hashpa back to all of us who are stuck in Chutz L'Arts. And to your beautiful mishpachos. We shall be back there, b'karav, b'ez Hashem Yisbarach.
Amen.
So, I want to also wish a special mazel tov to Daniel Nisim. It's the last year we're going to have, I think, in the bayis before his chasana. Daniel Nisim's been a very special member of the shir, and hopefully will continue to be. Obviously, to get married, things change a little bit, somewhat, only with the rishus of your wife. But you should be zeichet, build a bayis and Yisrael, you and Avigal, mali simcha, mali bracha. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. All the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Soros is being sponsored, first of all, by the Nathan family. Tonight's Matthew's great-great-grandfather's Alt Zayed's Yartzeit, 90th Yartzeit. And he was a very big tzaddik, very special person, Rav Kalman ben Rav Pinchas Yosef Zayed Chassadik HaShavracha. Skolka Rebbe, he was Mechaber Rebbe Svarim, very special year. I heard in Mamish Nisim how they got the manuscripts and were able to come out again with the Svarim. Many Svarim is Mesader, and it's an Eibshus Svarim, and different things. In Eretz Yisrael was in the 1800s, had the Sheifas to be settling Eretz Yisrael, or a whole Sefer on the importance of being in Eretz Yisrael. Very big Yid. And the Yartzeit is tonight, and it should be Bez Hashem, all the Chizuk, all the Soros, all the Torah. It should be a big Schus for his Neshama. It should be Melech Yosher for his incredible. It's an incredible family. You have enough chairs? Go bring more. Should be a male Yosha for his incredible family. And Matthew's a very special member of this year. And obviously we see where he comes from. And Bez Hashem is Baruch. Should be a big schus for his neshama. And only simcha and bracha. For this beautiful mishpacha. Until we're all zeich to be dancing with their alta zeide. Mashiach b'mehera b'meinu. And also all the Torah tonight. All the chizik. All the Cyrus. It's for the refuah shleima of a very, very special yid. Someone I'm very, very close to and someone who means a lot to me, him and his family. And if he needs refuahs, machla, mirtz Hashem, it's going to be b'sur tovos, the refuahs yeshuas. But if so, all the Torah chizuk, Cyrus should be also for refuah shleima for Yaakov ben Sarah. And if everyone can remember that name and daven for Yaakov ben Sarah, have him in your tefillos, your refuos, for yeshuos. I can't explain to you how special this yid is, but trust me, he's a big tzaddik. And we could all daven, we're going to have the sur tovos, and the refuos, and yeshuos, and all the schus as well, the Torah and the chizik, big schus for his refuah. So that even though it's the first time we're together in a few weeks, it's also going to be, if things don't change, last time for a while, because I'm, at least on Monday morning, I'm going to new camp, Camp Aspire, for a month. Hopefully it'll be very special. Hopefully we'll have Torah and Shirim from there. We'll see some of them, hopefully we'll put online. But I don't know if any of you will be there. It's pretty far. It's pretty far. It's about 6.5 hours away from here by car. So, you know, last week we saw the beautiful Rashi, the famous Rashi, that when Baal Eischa, that Aaron HaKohen had to light the menorah, and the Lashon Baal Eischa is a very strange Lashon. So Rashi says that Shal Heves Oilem Eileh, very famous Rashi, until that flame was burning bright by itself. The Pashtus that Rashi doesn't make any sense. Why did Rashi, meaning obviously he's bothered by the Lashon of Baal Eischa, but at the same time the answer isn't that Pashtus. Anytime you light a candle, it's you light the candle until the candle is burning bright by itself. I mean, that's the just the Pashut definition of lighting a candle. You're not going to keep your hand there the entire time that the candle's lit. Why does Rashi need to tell us that? What does that even mean? Clearly this fire is the fire of Torah, the fire of mitzvahs, fire of Akesha to the Eibishter, that Eish of Kedusha, Eish Kodesh. Asher Shehavis Oile Me'alel, the Davoide is that Vada, we go and we go to Shiurim and we have Rabbeim and we have Mekoimos that give us inspiration. But each and every one of us needs to hit a point in our life. Asher Shehavis Oile Me'alel. Those are all beautiful and wonderful. We have to have those. We should continue to go to those our whole life. At the same time, we have to learn to be independent in our Avodas Hashem. We realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is by our side and be able to sit and learn in our own homes, in our own apartment, and daven, even if we don't have the chizik and the tzoras of a beautiful davening necessarily around us. And therefore, okay, a lot of us are together every Thursday night. It's something very special. I look forward to every Thursday night. So this one's going to have to carry us for a while. Atzeh Shalhevas, Oyle Me'alah. Bez Hashem Yisborach. So you open up Parshas Shalach. And you open up Parshas Shalach, you have to talk about, how can you not talk about the Mice of the Meraglim, the Chet Meraglim. And Tepela. Tepela, I'm sure we all have learned about this and spoken about this. To understand how these tzaddikim, these people that were kulam anashim, Rashi says, kol anashim lashon chashivas, b'ushu shaksherim hayu. They were nesiim, they were roshei b'nei Yisrael hema, right? Kulam anashim roshei b'nei Yisrael hema. These were leaders of Klal Yisrael. Leaders of Klal Yisrael. And that they could fall in such a way and say lashon hara that Yisrael, we, each and every one of us, loves Yisrael so much. Mamish, what we would do to be every moment in Yisrael, and how excited we are when this chus to be in Yisrael. And halavai, every one of us should be living in Yisrael. Yudari here, who lives in Yisrael, is a chizik to all of us. Have Yudari back in the bias. Again, it's hard to comprehend what went on. Even with all the Torahs, it's hard to comprehend. And then we know that chait was such a chait that Dora then went through Oinshim, that they had to stay in the Midbar for years and not enter Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, for Lekol Dori Doros were suffering from chait Meraglim. Right? Open up a Gemara Tainis, and the Gemara Tainis go through the different things that occurred, the tragedies that occurred on Shivas Batamas and on Tisha B'Av, the five that occurred on Shivas Batamas and five of Tisha B'Av. What's the first one on the list of Tisha B'Av? Chait Meraglim. And that's the famous medrash that we cried b'chia shel chinam. We cried tears for naught, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to cry real tears. I'm going to make sure it's nikva, it's going to be koiveya, that there's bani ekba b'chia l'doros, because that was what day was that? That was Tisha B'Av. So somehow we're suffering until today with Churban, because that's our day of tragedy. So what happened? It's important to understand what happened so that we can rectify what happened and make sure on each and every us beprat that we're not living such a life, and hopefully bechlal to bring the ultimate gula. If this was a day of bechila daros, this was a foundation of churban, clearly if we understand it, understand what we need to do to bring gula and what we need to do to be metaking, what happened? So I saw a Torah this year from the Tasha Rebbe, Zichus Tzadikus Shvaracha. Piskimi Kodesh. In Avodah Zavodah. Mamish, I've been thinking about this Torah. I saw this Torah. I actually learned this Torah on the airplane to Tzviz Chasen. To Chicago. See, last Thursday night we didn't share because I had a Chasen in Chicago. Tzvi Marko was, Baruch Hashem, was so beautiful. I mean, it's Kalash, and Bilbaiz, and I'm Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Baruch. So I love airplane rides. Are my favorite thing in the world. First of all, Baruch Hashem, a lot of stories happen on the airplanes. You know, we've had a lot over the years. But also, it's like the only vacation. You have time to mamish. Even though they say they have Wi-Fi. I don't know, most of the time the Wi-Fi doesn't work on the airplane. You know, Baruch Hashem. Or you shouldn't, just don't sign up for it. You know, like, you need that time. To me, airplanes, like, that's my vacation in this world, is an airplane ride. It's amazing. Not when you fly with kids. That's a different story. You understand. I'm talking about when you fly by yourself. When you fly by yourself, it's mommy. What do you have? You have time to, if it's a long flight, like Eretz Yisrael, you have some time to sleep, you have time to sit and learn, you have time to just think. To me, people dread that flight to Eretz Yisrael. I love it. I love it. I mean, I love Eretz Yisrael, but I love the flight to Eretz Yisrael. itself is vacation. So I have time to just sit and learn and no other chrayas. I learned through this piece on that ride, actually. I haven't stopped thinking about it. You know, because the parish begins, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach Lecha, and Rashi says, Ladascha. What is this Shlach Lecha, Ladascha, somehow? We know Rashi famously, it seems to be that Hashem didn't want necessarily Meraglim, but if you want there to be Moshe Rabbeinu, it's up to your Das, Ani Einu Mitzav Lecha, but what is this Shlach Lecha, like it should be your spies? What is, there's something deeper here, perhaps. That there's the spies of Moshe, these were the Meraglim of Moshe. That ultimately failed. But what was the goal? Moshe Rabbeinu obviously thought they can be Matzliach. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to be Matzliach, surely. Otherwise, he wouldn't have allowed it. How could they have been Matzliach? What did they do wrong? What does it mean, Shlach Lecha? Like, Moshe spies. So the Halakha of Tasha Reb, it brings a Torah from Mordechai of Menishkes. Mordechai of Menishkes has a Sefer Rishon. He's, I don't know if this is from the Sefer, the Rish Be'esh, but I don't know if it's from the Sefer. He just quotes him in the Avodah Zavodah. He was a big tzaddik, lived in the Zaman of the Rebbe's, the late 1700s. He came from the Maral, he came from the Abernel. This is a very famous Sefer, Rish Be'esh. So he developed something very, very deep. If you look in Parshas Akev, in this goodbye speech that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Klal Yisrael, he talks about when it is that we're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael and the mistake we could make similar to the mistake in the Meraglim. And he says in Parshas Akev, Perek Zayin, Yud Zayin, he says, Kisoymer b'levavcha, rabim ha-goyim e'elim imeni. If you say in your heart, these goyim, these nations, they're much greater than I, they're much greater than us, and you're, which was the fear of the Meraglim, and you say, Eicha ucha larisham, how am I going to inherit this land? Losira mehem. Baber says, don't be afraid of them. Zachar tizchur es asher asa Hashem lekech lepar lechem tzrayim. Remember what Hashem did. Remember what Hashem's on your side. You remember what Hashem did to the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim much stronger than the Jews. And he continues a few. Mosos akdolos, and he continues. I'm just going to skip a little bit to pasuk of Aleph. Lo sarot mipneim. Don't be broken from them. Listen to the lashon of this pasuk. Ki Hashem lekecha bikir becha. Hashem is inside you. Kel gadol v'noira. Hashem is with you, and He's more than that. And this is a very important lesson. Bikir Becha. And Mordechai says as follows: these psukim are not just talking about entering Eretz Yisrael; they're talking to each and every one of us. Talking to each and every one of us. And each and every one of us in life has nisyonos on our level. Each and every one of us in life has nisyonos, has trials and tribulations on our level, whatever those might be. And this summer, we will all have. This summer we all have nisyonos. Every one of us, including myself. No question. Whether that nisayon of davening with kavana properly, when we're not in the, you know, sometimes easier, in the more conducive environment that we have during the year, in yeshiva, wherever it might be. Whether it's the nisayon to learn on a serious level, like we do during the rest of the year. Whether it's the nisayon vada, every one of us, don't be in denial, we'll have a nisayon of shemir sanayim. Just walking in the street in nice weather, wherever you're going to be, is going to be nisayon of shemir sanayim. That's real. We're men. Someone very special, actually. Mamish, I've never met him yet. We have a very close relationship just from Thursday night shir. He's not here in person. He's much older. He listens to the shir. And he told me how he, very special yid, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he was in a, they had a day there recently where they had all men in a water park. You know, they like rented out one of the water parks over there. I think it was in Cholon. I was very jealous. I love water parks. I love water parks. I don't know, it's something I love. I remember, I love water. B'chlal, I love water. Something about, you know, I mean, okay, mikvah vada, but I don't just, you know, that I get to go to every morning, but like, water parks, like good slides, and when you go in the air, into the water, it's kishmak. You know, no? You guys don't like water parks? Remember a few years ago, it was incredible, the first Sukkis of 2020, when, you know, COVID was in the air a little bit then still in some ways, people, but They rented out the American Dream Mall and had, you know, for all men, nights of Sukkot. And not so many of the other things were going on as much, whatever it was. I went one night with Shmuel. It was 1,000 Hasidim and the two of us. And it was incredible. The best time ever. Mom's best time ever. So this man told me one of the things that was like so crazy. This whole time there, he's in a place. He doesn't remember the last time he was in a place for so long and didn't see one woman. And then he's telling me the MS, which is a side point, was really like how unfortunately he thought because of that, what side point, like there are people pushing and people cutting lines. And he says, you know, we need women to balance us. That's very true. You know, it's very true, sadly, on that side. But also, like it was a good thing, healthy, like that he didn't have that nisayon for all those hours. Which is something that he's a big yet, he's not someone who's falling in these ways. But like, you understand, something very, very special. And so we're going to have this nisayon on whatever level that is. And whether that's a nisayon on what we keep in our pocket all day, or nisayon just on the street, and we have nisyonos. We're human beings. It's part of life. We can't deny that. There's a yetzahara that's real. Don't deny that. I remember many times when I've been by Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, one of the things he always instills in me and talks is that recognizing is not, don't be down and upset and sad that you have a yetzahara. We have a yetzahara. It's part of life. The avodah is to fight the yetzahara. No one's in the wrong because you have the Yetzirah. Avoid is we have to do everything we can to fight the Yetzirah. But Remorchel of Mineshkes, the Halig Arish Be'esh, he says, sadly, what happens sometimes when the Nisayon is strong, the Nisayon's great, whatever that Nisayon and Taiva is, whatever that is in our life, sometimes when it's so strong and we failed a time, we fail again, sometimes we'll just be Mesiyayish. And we'll say, Lameisa, I'm not the Baal Shem Tov. I'm not the Baal Shem Tov. I'm not the Kedushas Levi. I'm not Chvesish. I'm not Rav Shach. I'm not Rav Shechter. I'm not... Who am I? I can't do it. I can't do it. And give in and throw in the towel. And we, sadly, many of us have done that before. And that's what it is to say, Lo Aleinu. We shouldn't. Lo Aleinu, God forbid. But that's what it is to say this. Ki somer b'lvavcha rab magoyim eilim imani. It's so great. The Nisayon is so great. Eicha ucha. These words, Eicha ucha l'risham, are really out of place. They were unnecessary. It could have just been, if you feel in your heart they're so great, lo sirimam, don't be afraid of them. This lashon of Eicha ucha l'risham, it's not even the way of psukim. You should have like a question answer. But Mordechai says, that's the question you're asking yourself and saying to yourself, Eicha ucha l'risham, how am I able to be successful? How am I going to be able to be successful? That's the mistake when you say that. To say that is the mistake, then you've lost. To say, how am I going to be able to be successful? You've lost. You've lost. You've lost the battle. Why? Because every yid has to know I'm able. Every yid has to know I can. It might take time and it might be a journey, but you have to believe you can. And you have to believe if the Eibishter gave you an Isayan, if the Eibishter gave you a temptation, if the Eibishter gave you a challenge, it means you can be Matzliach. You have to put in your all. You have to put in Mesiras Nefesh. And then you have to reach out to Hashem. Abal Litar Messiah also. Ask the Rabbanu Shalom for help. And ultimately, he says, you have to realize, you know why for sure you can? Because every single person here, every one of us has a neshama. And it means every one of us, as the Baal Tanya tells us so beautifully, has a chilek elokam imam mamish inside each and every one of us. It means we have Eibishter inside each and every one of us. So you're going to say, I can't? That's like saying they're a bunch of little kids. Because I'm not Arya Cohen. Yes, part of me is Arya Cohen, whatever that means. I don't even understand what that means. I still don't know after 42 years what that means. But part of me is Arya Cohen, and I have a physical attribute, and I have certain kochos, and I have many chesronos, and I'm living in this house over here in Oxford Road in Cedars. But ultimately, there's a chelik in me that's the neshama. And that part in me is chelik olakam imam mamish. That part of me, we have to believe this. Think about this. That part in me is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, if I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in me, part of me, and that means my essence, is Ein Sof. So by saying Eicha Uchel Lo Rishon, you're basically saying the Rabbeinu Shalom can't. And that's why this was we say in the Mordechai says so beautiful. Lo tzaros b'pneim. Don't be broken from any taiv or any sayon. Ki Hashem Elokecha b'kirbecha. Ki Hashem Elokecha b'kirbecha. Hashem is inside you. And you believe Hashem is inside you, you could overcome anything. We have to believe this. We have to know this. You know what we could accomplish in this world? I'll tell you in Latoyev for a moment. And then we'll realize Vada in defeating the Yitzhara. I want to tell you about my week this week, three nights in a row. Three nights in a row. I don't remember I got as much chizik as this as a week like I had this week. Three nights in a row this week. Besides for all the beautiful simchas and chasnas, like Moshe Shmeyo Gless, it's chasna tonight. Shabbat the Baitham Yisrael Mala Simcha Mala Baruch Hillel Storch with Leora Goldberg, so special from both sides, last night. But let me tell you about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday first I had this chus to be the kain by a pigeon aben, that was a kodesh kodashim by Zachary Chaim Kirshner. Son should only grow. A lot of simchas, Baruch Hashem. It's a big smile. Right after the pigeon aben, I went to a siyum. Let me tell you about the siyum. Be upset that I'm telling you, but I have to, it's a mitzvah lefar simbas. I have a Talmud who just graduated DRS, a senior in DRS. Yehuda Aryeh Obermeister. I don't know if any of you ever knows him. Especially Yid. This Yid, Yehuda Aryeh, listen to this, Chavra. If you came just to hear what I'm about to tell you, it was, I believe, well worth coming tonight. Yehuda Aryeh comes over to me a month ago. He says to me, Rebbe, I have to thank you. I said, for what? What are you thanking me for? What do you mean? He says, do you remember the first senior chizik you gave this year? Chavra knows before this year, I gave senior chizik. A lot of the guys here used to go to senior chizik, right? In DRS, we have Choland, we have Kogel, Poppers, and we take that here, right? You know, that's why, sorry, we don't have food tonight, you know, DRS is finished, but Lamaisa. And I give chizik for about 20 minutes. He says, you remember the first one, the beginning of the year? It must have been either September, October, I don't know, it depends, I don't remember which. I said, I don't know that I remember that. He said, I don't remember what I said. He says, well, you spoke about, I don't remember, he didn't tell me the Torah, he probably remembers that too, but I spoke about, it was Mechazik, the guys, to make the most of being seniors, you have a lot of free time. And using that free time to grow, to be productive, and specifically, apparently, I don't remember this, he told me, I was mechazik, that they should take upon learning Mishnayos. Because learning Mishnayos, you have a few minutes here, a few minutes there, you could have the art scroll, Hebrew English. Apparently I told a story about somebody who made a big siyum of Mishnayos from little time. Again, he told me this, I don't remember even what I said. So he looks at me, he says, Rebbe, I took it to heart. I said, beautiful, wonderful. He says, yeah, I'm almost finished with Shas Mishnayos. It's 8 months ago. I said, you almost finished Shas Mishnayos? Yeah, you gave me you spoke about a senior chizek. I said, I have to do this. So he took upon himself. He's a senior in DRS, and he learned 18 Mishnayos a day. And he didn't just learn them, he learned them well. He spent, dependent on what the Mishnahs were, he spent anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a day on this. Okay? 2 to 4 hours a day. And this past Sunday, made a Siyum Shas Mishnahs. You hear this? First of all, you never know, again, it's nothing me, it just happens to be, I was a shliach. You never know, you give someone, you think sometimes you give chizik to someone, you say something, someone, where's it go? Incredible. Look what he did with these 8 months, with this time that he had. He made a Siyum Shas Mishnayos in 8 months. And that wasn't his only learning. That wasn't his only learning. In DRS, in the 4 years in DRS, he finished, he was Mesayim 15 Mesechtes Gemara. Just by the way. Besides for all the learning that he did in Shir, whatever else. And that's a high school teenager from DRS. What are we doing with our time? So that was Sunday, but Malam B'Kodesh, that's only the beginning, right? That would be the beginning of my week. That at the beginning of my week. So Monday night, my Halakha Talmud Yedid Nafshi Yisrael Shema Alter shirts, Sam shirts. He reaches out to me a while ago, he tells me he's making a Siyum Shas Gemara. He asked me if I could speak. I said, I'm floored, I don't want to speak, I just want to hear the Siyum. Made it so beautiful. He had all his chevra and big. It was tremendous. Yaakov Freeman was there from Beta and Weinberger and Jesse Katinsky and Eisenstein. It was beautiful. It was incredible. He Yisrael, I'll say this because I know he'd be okay with it. Yisrael Shmaya Alert, Yisrael Shmaya Alter shirts. I remember his first team, Gemara. It was his senior year, Shal Shudas at his house, a Mesechtas Brachos, that we learned a lot of it together. We learned, starting in 11th grade, I used to learn with him about three times a week. I'm going to tell you right now, he could hardly read a line of Gemara back then. And he'd be okay with me sharing that. Because I want to tell you, it was the biggest chizuk in the world as a Rebbe to come. So Sunday night, I'm by a Siyum Shas Mishnayis, by the Talmud. Monday night, Siyum Shas Gemara. This was incredible. Okay, what about Tuesday? It has to be Malam Kodesh. So Tuesday night, I'm invited to a Siyum of a young boy going into fifth grade. Close Chavarman and the young boy himself I'm close with. This boy, for various reasons, the parents chose to send him to a school that was in New York City over the summer, over the year. It was a school that would fit him well, and they felt it was best for him to be in the school. So he had to go to the city every day, but they didn't want him to go on Chvesnish. They wanted him to go on the bus. There were issues on the bus. His father would wake up and daven early and go on a 6:50 train to take him to school every day. So what did he do on the train, this boy? They sat and learned Mishnayos. And this little boy going into fifth grade, this past week, Tuesday night, made a siyum on Seder Zerah and Mishnayos. That he learned with his father on the train, 6:50 in the morning every day. Those were my three siyum this week. You know what we could accomplish? You know what we can do if we just do and realize what's in us? Because we have chelek al kami mamamish in us. We have Ein Sof within us. And if we could do it letoiv, we could do it when it comes to learning, when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to chesed. Vadi, you don't think we could do it to have self-control from the taivas of the world? I know they feel strong, and they are strong. But we have to believe in ourselves. That's what the Rebbe is telling us, Rav Mordechai is telling us, that you have to know, that as the Pasuk in Eikov tells us, you have to know that you can't be broken. Hashem is inside you, you have to believe this. And this was the flaw of the Meraglim, the Tasha Rebbe says. This was the flaw of the Meraglim. The Meraglim here is the Pasuk says that we've just read in Re'eh. I found this very similar language. So what do we find over here by the Meraglim? Where's the Pasuk? Give me a second. The Meraglim, they come and they see Eretz Yisrael. And they say what? V'anashim asher alu imo. This is going to sound very similar to what we see in Eikov. Amru, lo nuchal alos elam. Lo nuchal. Right? What was the lashon that we just read? That a person was going to say, kisom v'acha, eicha uchal. And they said, lo nuchal. Ki chazaku mimenu. Kisom v'acha, rabam gam helim mimeni. Almost the same lashon. This is exactly what the Meraglim said. The Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go take over Eretz Yisrael. You think if he told you that, it doesn't mean that you could do it and you have in you the ability to do it? But they saw Nisyonos and they said, we can't. Lo nucha. I mean, they didn't believe of the Eibishter within themselves. They didn't believe Ki Yesh Hashem Biker Becha, and therefore you could accomplish anything. And that's the biggest chait. That's the chait of the Meraglim. They didn't believe Hashem was within themselves. They didn't remember that. Where did Zohar come to that? What do we see the end of last week's parasha? Because Vada, the end of last week's parasha, had to set us up for this week's parasha. The end of last week's parasha tells us, Ve'ish Moshe, anav me'od mikol adam. Ve'ish Moshe, anav me'od mikol adam, asher al p'nei adama. That somehow the Torah, out of all the character traits of the great Moshe Rabbeinu, it points out his anivus, his humility. Now what is humility? You have to understand what humility is. You think humility means I walk around with my head down to the floor and I'm shy and I don't talk to people? This is nisht humility. That's not what humility is. Humility means I think very highly of myself. Humility means I believe in my kochos, my abilities. I can have a very high self-esteem. I'm very besimcha. And I can think that I have wisdom and I have strength. But I recognize it's all from the Eibishter. And I'm indebted to the Rabbanu Shem with all of it. And none of it is me. Thus is humility. Moshe, you think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know who he was? Didn't know his greatness? Didn't understand he's the leader of Klal Yisrael? Didn't know that he was up in Shemayim talking panim al panim to the Eibishter? Nobody else in the history of time ever did that. But with all that, he knew that anything he was only because of Hashem. That's humility. And when you know that, that's when you can be matzliach against anything that comes your way. Because you know, you have Hashem with you. You have Hashem within you. It's that koyach of anivus that is the key to success. That's why it was, out of all the meraglim, out of all of them, who does Moshe Rabbeinu daven for? He davens for only one. You ever think about how strange that is? You all know who he davens for, right? Yeshua. He gives him the extra name. He adds the yud. Why only Yeshua? Why didn't he daven for all of them? If you look in Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel gives us the key. Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, "Ukedi chama Moshe an vasanuse kara Moshe l'Hashem ben Nun." Moshe saw the humility of Yeshua. It's when he saw that humility, he knew he's going to be successful. He's going to be successful. He, my tefillah could work for. Because the key to the hatzlacha in whatever comes our way is having that humility. That humility meaning, I know that everything I have is from Hashem, and Hashem is within me every moment. You know, when the Meraglim failed, they didn't have that humility. They had gaiva. You want to see that gaiva? It's Beferi Zohar. The Zohar tells us, Vayishloch Osam Moshe. Moshe sent them. Kulam Anashim. They were Anashim. Kulam Zukoyin Have. Vereshe Yisrael Have. They were full of merits and they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael, like we said. Avleinan Dibru Legarmeo Ita Bisha. But they caused that they should speak this bad Lashon, this Lashon Hara. Amai Natlu Eta Da. Why they speak this? Why they do that? El Amru Iya Alu Yisrael Aranis Avar Ananimil Have Rishon. Vivne Moshe Rishon Achronin. But they said to himself, if we go into Yisrael for various reasons, Zohar means it all pikabalah, but we're not going to get into that right now. There are other reasons. But they thought they would no longer be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, only in the Midbar. They were meant to be the leaders in the Midbar. They go into Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't be the leaders anymore. The Yimne Moshe Rishon Achrin, Moshe will appoint other leaders. Danan Zakim Midbar, Lavi Rishon, we're Zohar in the Midbar to be the heads. Aval Ba'ar Loniske, we won't be Zohar in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Zohar says they spoke this Lashon Hara, not to go in. Meaning that they need to be the leaders. I need to be in the head. I need to be nothing. I need to be me because I know it's all from Hashem. If Hashem wants me to be a leader, great. If Hashem doesn't want me to be a leader, I'm going to do my avodah. If my avodah is whatever the Eibishter wants. Thus is humility. And to do it, great. I could be a leader and have humility if I know it's all from Hashem. But it won't concern me if I'm a leader or not a leader because whatever the Eibishter wants. It's Eretz Kanan. You know, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kanan. What's Kanan? Milashan Hachna. Hachna is humility, is to be humble. That Eretz Kanan. That's what we need in this world. That's when we can be Matzliach to Yarshu Eretz. There's a story, I remember I once read this years ago. It was a well-known individual, philosopher, naturalist, William Beebe. And he used to tell a story about Teddy Roosevelt. I'm going to read it to you. It was at Sagamore Hill. And they took a walk in the evening to go out on the lawn and search the skies for a certain spot of star, of star-like light, near the lower left-hand corner of the great square of Pegasus. Then Roosevelt would recite, listen, "That is the spiral galaxy in Andromeda." I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. "It's as large as our Milky Way."
is one of 100 million galaxies. It consists of 100 billion suns, each larger than our sun. Then Roosevelt would grin and say, now I think we're small enough. Let's go to bed. Here's somebody that invented much in this world, that a lot that we have until today. But his avodah was to recognize I'm small, I'm nothing. I'll tell you one more. You know, the famous inventor Samuel Morse. Invented the Morse code, right? He said as follows, if you ever encounter situations where you didn't know what to do, Morse responded, he was once asked that question, if you ever encountered a situation where you didn't know what to do. So he responded, more than once, whenever I could not see my way clearly, I knelt down and prayed to God for light and understanding. Morse received many honors from his invention of the telegraph, but felt undeserving. I have made a valuable application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone, and he was pleased to reveal it to me. You hear what Samuel Morse says? That's humility. That's anivus. That I'm doing nothing. Hashem decided to choose me as a shliach. So Hashem decided to choose me as a shliach to have chachma, to have gvura, to have whatever it might be in this world. And that Hashem is within me. And when I believe that and I know that, that anivus, I could get through anything. Because that humility is that recognition that Hashem is within me. I could accomplish, the sky's the limit. Ein Sof. And I could defeat the Yetzihara in the deepest of ways. Each and every one of us. And that's where the Meraglim failed. The Meraglim didn't have that. Yeshua had it. Kalev on his own had it. That's a whole other Torah. But the rest of the Meraglim didn't. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a Matana. If you take the Gematria of Anivus, it's Gematria 536. To have humility. Exactly, Gematria. Bezeh Dveikus. It's with that humility, that's how you have Dveikus. That's how you have oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Meir Tashem, we should be Zoyche. You know, we're entering into the summer. We entered into the summer. And again, the summer is a time full of different types of challenges, Nisyonos. Never say, any uchal, I'm not able. I can't do it. I'm able to. Don't say like the Meraglim, no uchal, we're not able. We're able. We have to believe. And you know how I can believe? Because Hashem is bikir becha. Hashem is bikir beini. Hashem is within me. I have a neshama within myself. I have a chilek alakami mamish inside me. If my Talmud is a senior in high school, finish Shas Mishnayas. My Talmud is Baruch Hashem married children in Shas Gemara. And this little fifth grader, going into fifth grade, is finishing Seder Zohar. What we could accomplish in this world. What we could accomplish in learning over this summer. What we could accomplish in working our davening over this summer. Sometimes exponential growth. Because now it's actually Shohavis Olam Eileh. You know, when we're in yeshiva, we're in a certain structured environment. And Vada, that's important and it helps us grow. But sometimes you don't even know who you really are. Because maybe this is Hatzlacha and where you are is based on the system you're within. Which is beautiful and wonderful. We all need that. Sometimes in the summer, you could have exponential growth. Because now it's actually Shohavis Olam Eileh. You have to believe in yourself and believe in the Eibush to believe what you could accomplish. Believe how special each and every one of us is. And each and every one of us will be zeicha to a summer full of atzlacha, full of siyat shmaya, full of tremendous growth. To a zeicha, Mahamish the Eibush sees that we recognize he's bikerbeinu. He says, I don't want to just be bikerbeinu. I'm going to be nigla with my shechina, with the gula shleimu, with mishich lakeinu, with mehera b'yamim.